Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
MBTA statistics say well over a million people in Greater Boston count on public transportation each day to get to work, school, or wherever they're going. But for most, that is not an option today. As workers try to clear ice and snow from train tracks and make repairs to equipment, the T has canceled trains today and is offering only very limited bus service. WBUR's Simone Rios was on the scene for the rush to get home last night before the T's early shutdown.
The downtown crossing MBTA station is crowded at the end of every day. But with less than 2 hours to go before T service stopped, it was packed late yesterday.
I think this is the longest we've waited out of all the snow days. We haven't really came out too much, but today is bad. I didn't think it was going to take 2 or 3 hours to get here, because if I would have known, I wouldn't have came.
Alicia Jimenez of Chelsea hadn't heard the announcement. Rail service for the day was ending early, and there'd be no service today.
Are you serious? No, I did not know that. So that means we have to hurry up and get back home.
At South Station, where commuter rail riders switched to the Red Line, the crowd was even bigger.
Attention passengers. All MBTA subway, trolley, and commuter rail service will be suspended at 7 p.m. through the end of service on Monday, February 9th, and from start to end of service on Tuesday, February 10th.
Kim Sheehy, who works in Boston's financial district, was trying to get home to Canton. It usually takes 25 minutes, but she's gotten used to the trip taking 2 hours in recent days.
It is what it is. The entire system is taxed, so everyone just has to be patient and deal with it.
And today, Sheehy has no train service available.
I would prefer to work from home versus drive in. I don't think, given the weather, if the T can't come in, if the T can't work, I really don't feel like having my car work.
But working at home is not an option for some people. Dante Leone has to get back to Boston today for the annual meeting his company is holding.
It's really important, and a lot of planning and preparation has gone into it, so they can't really change the date. So I'll inevitably have to come downtown, and you know the only way that I'll be allowed to is through a cab.
And one Uber driver at South Station says he'd welcome a shutdown of train service for the rest of the week. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.